Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And as always, I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Oh, I want Him to be yours. He can be yours. In fact, Luke 19 and 10 tells us He came to be yours, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh, friend, listen, there's nothing like knowing your name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's nothing like having the peace of God in your heart that passes understanding. There's nothing like knowing, Lord, that heaven is your home when this life here on earth has come to pass. Well, listen, God will save you if you'll call on His Son, Jesus Christ, who died at Calvary, who was buried in a borrowed tomb, but on the third and appointed morning. Boy, here's where it gets really good. He came out from among the dead. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, I'm excited about the program, excited about the message that God has laid on my heart. I'm going to pick back up where I left off last week, actually, as I was preaching about the overcomers out of the book of 1 John chapter 5. So after Debbie does her song here, the title of it is, You Can Call Me Grace, if you'd like to meet me there. If you'd like to meet me there, 1 John chapter 5, as soon as Debbie shares her song, I'll share the Word of God with you. 1 John chapter 5, the first five verses of that great passage where John talks about us being an overcomer. I'm going to talk about how that we can overcome by our birth, by His blood, and by the book. You enjoy the song. I'll be back in a few.
A sinner was I, condemned to die. Then I heard a sweet voice calling me. If you will come by faith to me, I will show you mercy. You'll have a new life, you'll be set free, by the blood be made clean, all because of grace. You can call me grace. If you don't know my name, well, it's all just the same. Child has made it home. You can
like that, don't you, friend? I really like that. Thank you, Debbie. Thank God for the grace of God. Do you hear me? Thank God for the grace of God. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the work of God, not of works, lest any. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. What a precious truth that is. Appreciate Debbie. Appreciate my wife. Lovely inside, lovely outside. Look, I've turned back again to the book of 1 John chapter 5, and I'm talking about overcomers. I'm talking about overcomers. Let me ask you something. Are you saved today? You that claim to know Jesus Christ, your Savior. Would you mind saying amen right now? Thank God. Listen, friend. If you know Christ as your Savior, we are not a victim, we are a victor. God did not make us to be a victim of this world, of the flesh, or of the devil, but God has made His children to be overcomers. We're overcomers by the fact of our birth. We're overcomers by the fact of His blood. We're overcomers by the fact of this book that we call the Word of God, the Bible that I'm going to read out of. And look, friend, look, the Bible tells us, and I'm going to expound on this just a little bit more this week, the Lord willing, that we have been made more than conquerors through Him, through Christ Jesus our Lord. There's a logical reason behind that. I mean to tell you, Paul gives us something that's absolutely remarkable in the book of Romans chapter 8 that has to deal with the fact that God is able, has made us to has enabled us to be overcomers. He's not only enabled us, but He's made us to be that. Listen to what book, look what John said in the book of 1 John that bears His name. He said, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." Look, that's the requisite. That's the prerequisite of eternal life. You've got to believe that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, virgin born of Mary, the sinless Son of God, only begotten Son of God, the Son of God became the Son of Man. You must believe that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is the anointed, the prophet, the prophesied one, that Christos, that Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, that He is born of God. Everyone that loveth Him, that begat, loveth Him also that is begotten of God. By this we know. We love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Now look here at verse 3, for this is the love of God, and we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. If you're saved, one of the ways to check your salvation is this. Is it hard for you to be obedient to God? Does it grieve your spirit? Or do you do it with a joy? I mean, you look forward to the Lord's day. Do you look forward to every day when you spend time and study the Word of God and time and prayer and personal devotion to God Almighty and spend time with Him on your knees or before Him on your face in prayer? Do you think of Him? Do you love Him? Do you want to honor Him? Do you worship Him? Do you glory in Him? Oh, do you live for Him? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. When your heart's right with God, the Word of God, the commandments of God, the expectations of God, the leadership of the Spirit, the conviction of the Spirit that brings upon our heart when we as believers fail or sin, it's not grievous to us, but it's glorious. Do you hear what the Word of God says? He goes on to say, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Listen, friend, that's a statement. That's about as clear as anybody can put it. He said, whatsoever, is born of God overcome of the world. Now listen, we may in our battles fail at times. As a matter of fact, the Word of God said, though a righteous man falleth seven times, yet shall he rise again. If you look at every individual that's listed in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, they're just men, just like you and I, men and women, friend, flesh and bone, just all common stuff that had great faith. And their faith grew. They didn't have great faith when they started the walk and the work with the Lord, but as they learned more about the Lord, as they spent more time with the Lord, their faith grew and they became great heroes of faith who are now witnessing to us according to Hebrews chapter 12. But listen, they all had their faults, they all had their failures. They all sinned, they all missed the mark, they all come short of the glory of God. But listen to what He does say, for whosoever, listen, is born of God, overcometh the world. Look, we may be defeated every now and then. We may fail every now and then. Let me say it this way. But we're never defeated. Do you hear me? Hey, listen, we may be knocked down. We may fall down. We may get down. But thank God, by the grace of God, we won't stay down. That's what this is saying. For whosoever, whatsoever is born of God overcome the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Say, preacher, I don't feel like a victor. Oh, bless God. Listen, you ought to start claiming it because God said it. Now listen, I'm not of that name it and claim it bunch. Do you hear me? That's not what I'm proposing. That's not what I'm saying. But here's what faith is. A lot of people think that the faith is something that it isn't. I mean, how many people think that faith... If you got faith, you don't have fear. If you got faith, you don't have this, or you don't have that. But I'm going to tell you what faith is. Faith, bless God, is doing what's right, even in the face of fear. Listen, it has nothing to do with feeling. Say, preacher, I don't feel like a victor, but bless God, the Bible said that we are either God's right and we're wrong, or we're wrong and God's right. And I know what I'm choosing. This is what the Word of God says again. Whatsoever is born of God overcome the world. This is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. We got to believe in God. We got to trust God. We got to take Him at His Word. And that's what the problem is for us that fail and fail repetitively sometime. And He goes on to say in verse 5, who is he that overcome the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Now let me start where I started last week. The Bible said in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5, He said, examine your own self, see whether you be in the faith. Let me ask you something. You know for sure because the first point of this message is that we're overcomers by our birth. Listen, when we get saved, according to the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4, it says we become a partaker of the divine nature. A part of God is imparted to us. That's what the Word of God said. When Jesus was talking to Nicodemus in chapter 3, and He looked at Nicodemus and said, listen buddy, He said, you can't even see the kingdom of God unless you're birthed from above. Listen, we've got a fallen nature about us. We've got the nature of Adam and Eve. We've got that nature that's subject to failure, that has fallen, that is fallen, that is depraved. Our nature is totally depraved. But He said Jesus did to Nicodemus, that religious man, that cultured man, that educated man, that knowledgeable man, that man that was known by many, said, look, you need to be born again. You need to be born from above. You need to have the birth from above. You need to get another nature. You need to get something that this world cannot provide. And listen, sir, listen, ma'am, I want you to take this to heart. I want you to examine yourself. Nobody knows who you're saved but you and God. Oh, you ought to manifest, listen, fruit of your salvation. I mean, tell you, there ought to be a spirit in you if you're saved that says I am in an undeniable way. You ought to bear the fruit of the Spirit that Paul talks about to those at Galatians, to all of us who read that epistle to the Galatians. Hey, I'm telling you, there's evidence on a tree if the root is right of what the root is. You know what? Fruit on a tree just tells what the root is. It doesn't determine the root. The root determines the fruit. The fruit does not determine the root of the tree. So let's go right down to the basic foundational principles in place that will put this message in the right place and you, bless God, on the right foundation. Are you saved? Do you know? Can you remember a time that you bowed your head, humbled your heart, and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, save me. In light of the fact that I believe Jesus died for my sin at Calvary. In light of the fact I believe that when He arose on the third day, I could be justified. In light of the fact that He said, whosoever shall call in the name of the Lord shall be saved. God, I want you to say, listen, if you're not saved, it's no wonder. No wonder you're continually being defeated. But wait just a minute, preacher. I know there are a lot of people that are saved, been delivered out of Egypt. Now listen to what I'm going to say. I told you the first place to start is our birth. But look, the second place to go is it depends on where you're walking. Depends on where you're trafficking. Depends on what you're doing. You know what? We've got a part to play in our sanctification. We've got a part to play in our relationship with Jesus Christ. We got a part to play in our growth. There's a lot of people that get saved, but they never grow. They get saved, but they never mature. And you say, why, preacher? Well, I'll tell you what, I got to get into the book pretty quick today. Because that's where the power is, I think, in a lot of ways, for over us. The Bible tells us, listen, it teaches us, it lets us know that we're more than conquerors. In the first place to become, bless God, victorious is to be in Christ and to know without a doubt that Christ is in us. Do you know that? Do you know that? If I come to you and I look at you square in the eye and say, listen, if you die today, you know that you're going to heaven? You say yes. If I'd come to you and say, listen, can you remember a time? You may not know the day or the hour, may not know the week, the month, the year, but you know in your heart, you know without a doubt that there was a day that you repented of your sins and by faith received Christ as your Savior. Well, listen to me. Listen to me. You're saved and you are an overcomer. God doesn't want us to live in defeat. And yet the children of Israel that was delivered out of Egypt's bondage when they got, now listen to this, and I'll pick it back up in a minute, when they got to Kadesh Barnea or Kadesh Barnea, whichever way the enunciation is right. And by the way, if you're real smart, you ought to be able to enunciate any word two or three different ways. But when they got to Kadesh or Kadesh Barnea, you know what they did? Unbelief put them back in the wilderness. Unbelief. They failed to believe God's Word. They failed to apply God's Word. No doubt they heard it, but they failed to apply belief to it. You know what happened to them? They went back into the wilderness. 38 years they wandered about. They struggled. They died. They lived in disarray, in despair, in depression, and they died in the wilderness. Hey, God wants us to not only get to Kadesh Barnea or Kadesh Barnea, but He wants us to cross Jordan where we really die out to ourselves and come alive in Christ in a unique way and go into the land of promise where we fight the battles and get the victory. But let me move on. Let me move on. Remember the Bible said that we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And I said I'd pick that back up again here in the book of Romans chapter 8. Listen to the logical way that Paul brings that to us in an undeniable way. He said this. He said beginning in verse 31. Why ought I preach this? Maybe I'll preach this next week. That's up to the Lord. What shall I say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Listen, the unspoken message is this. If God be for us, nothing, absolutely nothing can be against us. The world, the flesh, the devil, any temptation, any addiction, any affliction, spiritually speaking, I don't care any enemy that comes against us. Bless God, great or small, once or multiple times could ever get the victory over us because God has already given us the victory through Christ. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us. How shall He not freely with Him also give us all things? Listen, God's telling us if He didn't spare His Son to save us, bless God, do you think that He's going to deny us anything that will keep us from being victorious? Who shall lay anything to charge of God's elect? It is God that justified. Who is He that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, there's risen again, even who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God, our love of Christ? So tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or peril, or nakedness, or sword. As it is written, for thy name's sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, listen to this. Nay, said no. In all things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Paul said, and you need to get this way too. Paul said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm telling you, sir, I'm telling you, ma'am, if you're saved, you are an overcomer. And we're not only saved by our birth, we're saved by His blood. In the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11, and I'm only going to spend a moment on this. Thank God. Listen, you may not understand this, and maybe I don't understand it as clearly as I would like, but I'll tell you what I like, how I understand it. The Bible said, and this is in the time when Satan is cast out of heaven, when he comes to manifest himself, the Antichrist on earth. It's in that period of time the Word of God refers to as the tribulation. It's the last 3.5 years of that 7-year period of time when all hell will break loose, when Satan gets cast down out of heaven after a war that he fights with Michael the archangel. The Bible said he's going to be kind of upset. The Bible said this about those going to be on planet earth at that time, and they overcame him by the word of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. The Bible said, blessed is he who confesseth and forsaketh his sin. This man shall be blessed in his deeds. Now we've got an accuser of the brother. We've got an adversary of man. And when he comes before the throne of grace to make accusations about us, the accusations are always true. I'm persuaded to believe, but thank God, oh, I'm about to get happy now. Because the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed at Calvary was applied to eternal throne of in heaven and allowed it to become an eternal throne of grace. Thank God, listen, we can overcome by the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed for us that covers all of our sins. And listen, that doesn't give us a right to sin freely, but it gives us the power to overcome sins that come against us. Well, let me give you one more. I've got to go. Listen, I did this last week, developing the first point. I guess it must be the most major point. And our salvation is the most major thing, but we are overcomers by our birth, by the blood, and by the Word of God. In the book of Matthew chapter 4, after Jesus in chapter 3 had been baptized in the River Jordan, after Jesus had identified Himself with lost humanity, and after Jesus, bless God, had identified Himself with Tom Price, and whoever you are, the Bible said the Spirit in one of the Gospels drove Him into the wilderness. He spent 40 days and 40 nights fasting. In that period of time, He was tested with all sin. Bless God, He was tempted in all points like as we are. The Bible said in Hebrews, yet without sin, and yet, right in that temptation, right when you think, bless God, that His flesh would be the weakest. You know what old Smutty Face did? You know what the enemy did? You know what Satan did? He come to Him. He said, now listen. He said, listen, thou be the Son of God. He said, you turn these stones into bread. Isn't that what Satan did in the garden with Adam and Eve in the beginning? Bless God, when He came to them, He tempted them with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And that's what He did with Jesus. Oh, listen to what Jesus did. Thank God, thank God. We can do what He did. When Jesus became a man like us, listen, friend, His temptation was real. It was genuine. I mean to tell you, listen, there was no corners cut. It was just as real for Him as it is for you and I, but I can hear Him unsheathing that sword. I can hear it coming out of its sheath and He holding it up before the enemy of man's soul, say, it is written. Thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Listen, sir, listen, ma'am. You get the Word in you to the place to where the Spirit of God, when you need it, can bring it out of you. And I'll tell you, listen, you'll have the same. You'll have the same source of offense that Jesus did. The devil came to Him again, took Him to an exceedingly high mountain, said, now listen, I'll tell you what. He said, if you'll just bow down before Me, I'll give you all these kingdoms. You can circumvent the cross. You don't have to go die that miserable death at Calvary. If you just bow down and worship Me, I'll give you everything that you want. And Jesus said, look at Him. I can hear Him pulling that sword out the sheath again. Man, He held it up, looked at Satan, and said, it is written, thou shalt not Let me read it right here. He said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and Him only shalt thou serve. Satan took Him to an exceedingly high, took Him to the pinnacle of the temple and said, now listen, if you'll just cast yourself down, it's written of thee that He gave His angels charge over thee, that they shall cast thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. You know what Jesus did again? He just reached in and got the Word of God, pulled that sword out, and said, listen to Me, it's written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Listen, sir, listen, ma'am. I'm telling you, we're overcomers. Do you hear me? You may have not been living like it. You may have not have been acting like it. You may have not have been thinking like it. But God has made us to be victims, or victors, not victims. Do you hear me? He's made us more than conquerors. And here's what you got to do. You got to spend time with the Word. You got to get in the Word until the Word of God gets in you. You got to know the Word. You got to hide it in your heart. You got to live it out in your life. You got to trust in it. You got to put faith in it, in the power of Jesus Christ, His blood, His life, His death, His burial, and His resurrection, and the life that He now lives in us. And life that he now lives to us. Say, preacher, what about what I do if I've been living a defeated life? Well, get on your face before God, repent of your sin, and tell him to help you live in the victory that he has provided for you, made possible to you, and to help him to and praise the one who has made us to be more than conquerors through him. God has given us the victory. Let's start living like it until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ears. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.